Welcome back, Heart Writers. Today, we're going to dive into the magic of the heart writing method. This method that I'm always talking about. I'm always raving about what incredible results I get with all of my students when I follow this method. And this is something that I've taught for almost 20 years. It's actually crazy how long I've been teaching creative writing. But if you think about it, you know, I was studying my undergrad in creative writing from the age of 17, 18. And I started teaching when I was about 21, 22. So I've been doing this a really, really long time. And through the years, I started experimenting with workshopping with adults as well, which is what caused me to really fall in love with teaching adults how to become the most heart-fueled writers they could possibly be. Because as we know, we lose that potential from childhood into adulthood. We become very absorbed in the logistics of life, and this makes it harder and harder for us to drop into that beautiful childhood creative state. Now, what I found when I started teaching was that if I got my young students to do a meditation before they did a writing task, they would produce work that was significantly better, that was significantly more heartfelt and beautiful, and the words were flowing to them with ease. And there were students that claimed to never ever want to write a word on the page who were suddenly writing, and they were showing me their work with so much pride. They couldn't wait for me to read their words because they knew that they had produced magic on the page. So let's first talk about the wisdom of the heart. Using the Sanskrit word anahata, which means an open, loving heart. And you'll find that a lot of yoga schools and a lot of yoga classes are actually themed around the word anahata, the heart. So an open heart helps us to remove fears and release the ego. And the ego is our greatest foe when it comes to creativity. If we're fully in the ego, how are we ever going to drop deeper into the heart and even deeper into the truth of our subconscious, the authentic voice that resides deeper within? So you may have heard of a concept called non-duality or non-dualism in spirituality. So, I mean, it's a complicated term and it can be seen in a few different ways, but I'm just going to explain it in the way that makes the most sense to me. So think of non-duality as believing that we are all connected and that even our spirit or a source spirit like God is connected to us and not separate. So you can even think of it as within yourself. So your body is not separate to your spirit and your spirit is not separate to your body. They are actually connected. But there's no single definition to non-duality. But if we see it from the point of view of the heart, it becomes very interesting. Do we just have a single beating heart that's pumped via electromagnetic impulses? Is that all the heart is? Or is there a spirit in the heart? That's something for you to ask yourself, for you to feel within yourself. Is there more to the heart than just an organ that is beating inside you? So in the Hridaya yoga tradition, it is said that our true spirit lies in the heart. And by meditating with the aim to expand and connect with the heart, this can amplify our true inner voice. And that's what I'm always talking about in heart writing workshops, that there is a true authentic voice within us. And by doing these heart expansive meditations, we become more and more attuned to the spirit that lies inside. But it's not just a wise heart, it is also a scientific heart. There's actually a lot going on there. So even if you reject the spiritual notions of what I'm talking about here, I'm sure that you're going to agree with the scientific notions. So the heart is not just a symbol of life and love, it's the most intelligent organ we have. It's far more intelligent and intuitive than the brain. The heart has 40,000 neurons. So this fist-sized organ, like it's crazy that it's just this little fist-sized organ, conducts 60 times the electricity and 5,000 times the electromagnetic energy field of the brain. That's how powerful it is. And you know that this is really a true thing, because when someone walks into a room that has bad energy, your heart knows. Your heart literally can sense someone with good or bad energy entering a room. It's not just psychic intuition. This is the electromagnetic abilities of your heart. It can literally sense vibrational energy of others, and this can alter the way that you feel and how you relate to others. So what about with the creative process? Can we actually alter the way that our heart functions in order to alter our creative processes? And then in turn, can we alter the way that the brain works? Well, yes, absolutely. If you want to learn more about the benefits of keeping an open heart, looking after our heart, then head to the HeartMath Institute's website, where they've got so much interesting information. This institute has been researching the heart-brain connection for more than 25 years. It's pretty amazing stuff. You know, how the heart can influence our perceptions, our emotions, our intuition, and even our health. And often, accumulated stress is the real cause of the challenges that we face. And if we think about our creativity, and the more stressed we are, of course, this is going to have a negative impact on us. But it's about that positive emotion, keeping the positive heart space open, that can send these really amazing signals throughout our body. You know, when we experience uplifting emotions like joy, love, our heart rhythm pattern actually becomes more smooth and highly ordered, like more of a harmonious wave. This is what we want, and this is what meditation can offer us. The more that we look after our heart and we increase that positive, highly ordered wave of our heart rhythm, then we are actually activating a stronger heart-brain connection. We can relieve stress and anxiety, and we can connect to our highest creative potential. So there really is a lot of science going on here. Once we do influence the heart, we can influence the brain waves. And so I'm going to explain very briefly now what I talk about in my heart writing workshops. We are often operating in the beta brainwave state. We're often in those higher ordered states. Now, there's higher brainwaves than that. There's gamma brainwaves. People like Albert Einstein were often in the gamma, really high functioning people. But we are mostly in the beta brainwave state. But when we were children, that was not the case. As children, we were mostly in the alpha and theta brainwave states. And these are the dreamier, more creative states. And that's why we could create worlds when we were young. Do you remember how easy that was when you were playing with your friends and all of you would get together and create these dramatic plays? You would be world building. You would literally be creating your own worlds, designing all these amazing places and amazing experiences together that were completely fictional. They were all in your mind, but you were able to do that while you were awake. Now, that's something that we lose the capacity to do as we become adults significantly. Because as we become logical and higher thinking, we can't enter those worlds so easily anymore. And it's actually to do with the fact that our brain waves are operating at a higher vibration, a higher pace. So yes, there is a downfall to being highly intelligent and critical thinking. And we have to work really, really hard to drop down into the creative space. And this might resonate for you if you've heard of those like really crazy creatives. You know, those creatives that they can't do anything other than create, and their lives kind of fall down around them as a result. I mean, there's lots of stereotypes we can go into. There's lots of famous musicians who actually have lived up to this stereotype and have sadly gone down the path of depression, addiction, and suicide because they found it very, very hard to function in the real world as an adult. And I have great sympathy for this. I also have a little bit of envy for this. Because what they actually have been able to do is hold on to those creative brainwaves. They've been able to function there for a lot longer than what most adults do. And that's not a bad thing. That's actually a gift. The fact that they can drop into that whenever they feel like it, wow, what a gift. Often not having to even meditate because it's just part of them. What we aim to do in heart writing is to access this creative state using the theta brainwave and the alpha brainwaves without needing to rely on addiction and dysfunction. We can actually create this state within us in a really, really healthy way. So you may have heard of the great filmmaker David Lynch, who wrote a book called Catching the Big Fish: Meditation, Consciousness, and Creativity. And this book is just full of wise ideas about how we can use our consciousness to elevate our ideas and how we actually can drop into this pure consciousness. So one thing that he says is, ideas are like fish. If you want to catch little fish, you can stay in the shallow water. But if you want to catch the big fish, you've got to go deeper. Down deep, the fish are more powerful and more pure. They're huge and abstract, and they're very beautiful. I look for a certain kind of fish that is important to me, one that can translate to cinema. But there are all kinds of fish swimming down there. There are fish for business, fish for sports. There are fish for everything. Everything, anything that is a thing comes up from the deepest level. Modern physics calls that level the unified field. The more your consciousness, your awareness is expanded, the deeper you go towards this source and the bigger the fish you can catch. Some beautiful words there. And basically what David Lynch is trying to say in this book is that the more that he meditates, the more creative ideas come to him and the more that he is able to open up his world in ways that he never dreamed possible. He was very lucky he got into meditation when he was quite young. And he openly talks about the fact that he didn't get into drugs to have his big creative moments. You can actually have these transformative experiences by never taking drugs at all. In fact, you can have greater experiences by practicing meditation and experiencing pure consciousness. By consistently meditating and opening up his heart space and lowering down the brain waves, which is what his form of meditation is proven to do, you can actually access your highest level of creativity because you're able to wash off that top surface of thoughts, the top surface that isn't really the truth. The truth is deeper down. The truth is in your heart. And in your heart is your spirit. So why is the heart-brain connection strengthened when we meditate? Because there's a combination of things going on here. It's not just science. It's not just magic. It's a bit of both. Now, that's just a little snippet of what we share in heart writing. It would take me so long to go through the rest. You can see why my signature workshop is 10 weeks and there's a lot of concepts covered within those 10 weeks. That's the shortest I could do it in. It's such a transformative course because that's what you're doing. You're not just learning the concepts with me, you're practicing these concepts with me. We start each workshop with 30 minutes of meditation and gentle yoga. And the yoga is not to stretch. The yoga is to deepen. It's to embody what we're learning. It's to truly feel the expansiveness radiating through your body and your heart. And when we come out of that meditation and yoga session, you are so ready for what we're about to learn and what we're about to experience. And you are so ready for your creative words to fly onto the page. It is such a beautiful process. So I'm going to stop there for today because I know that I can keep talking for hours on this topic. There's so many great books I want to recommend you. But the first thing I really want you to do is start a meditation practice. And you can start with my second podcast, which is my meditation for creativity. I would love you to sit down and make space for that and do it a few times until you get the hang of it and let me know how you go. I would really love to hear how the practice expands you. And I'm more than happy to do some guided creative meditations with you one-on-one whenever you would like.